Urgent care clinics are often called retail healthcare. You'll see the clinics in strip malls. The idea is you can walk in without an appointment and be treated by a doctor for anything from a bad cut to a broken finger to a sore throat and get out quickly.
We're currently standing in our procedure room.
Max Pujanic is CEO and co-founder of ConvenientMD. He's giving me a tour of his facility in Concord. The one he'll open in Keene next year will be identical.
We had a little boy come in who had got his hand stuck in a blender. He needed 20 stitches in his fingers. A lot of those types of procedures that we would do in here, these would be $2,000 to $5,000 or $6,000 visits in emergency room settings, which in our environment are going to be $200-$300.
ConvenientMD also has clinics in Exeter and Windham. In addition to these, they're opening others in Nashua, Bedford, Dover, and Merrimack.
They do best in areas that have very high populations. And so New Hampshire doesn't have a high population anywhere, really, relative to other cities in the country.
The target audience for these clinics is patients who want to avoid a costly trip to the ER or who lack or don't want to wait to see a primary care doctor. John Martin manages licensing for the Department of Health and Human Services. He says the clinics are starting to show up in areas without so many people.
And eventually you're going to start to see more and more up in the North Country.
In a shopping area in Keene, a crew of workers spackle the walls of the newest location of Clear Choice MD, slated to open this fall. This is another chain of urgent care clinics that's expanding from Vermont to New Hampshire and Maine. Dr. Marcus Hampers, the founder and CEO, says in the 20 years he spent as an ER doc in New England, he's watched ERs become overburdened with patients who don't have emergencies.
The hospitals become plugged up, and tragically, the sickest patients aren't being seen as quickly as they should be.
Some research indicates retail clinics may disrupt the relationship between patients and their primary doctors, but the clinics also provide inexpensive care. It's a trade-off. Dr. Andy Tremblay says patients in the Monadnock region will benefit if the clinics communicate with the local hospital when caring for the same patients. Tremblay is chair of primary care at Cheshire Medical Center, Dartmouth-Hitchcock Keene. And by the way, he's helping oversee Cheshire's foray into urgent care. The hospital is opening its own retail clinic this fall.
Some of the other organizations that have done this have become extraordinarily adept at doing this and providing good care. For us, this is a new step in a different direction.
That's right. In this small city, there will be 3 urgent care clinics in the next year.
We're seeing the urgent care industry in some areas, it's really becoming overbuilt.
Alan Ayers is a board director of the Urgent Care Association of America. He says you need a population of about 40,000 to support one urgent care clinic. If he's right, that means the Monadnock area can really only support one clinic. The 3 clinics acknowledge pretty soon Keene may be oversaturated, and all are confident they will be the one to survive. But really, who has the advantage here?
The hospital has a little bit of a competitive advantage in that it can, if it can realize benefits elsewhere in the hospital system, it doesn't necessarily have to turn a profit at the point of service for the urgent care.
Then again, the independent shops are nimble and are simply cloning a business that's worked for them elsewhere. Cheshire, meanwhile, will have to work out some kinks. All 3 clinics agree this will be a competitive situation. And they think that competition will mean good things for patients. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.